Moncrief on News Talk.
This is right at the start of the show at 2 o'clock. I did say we were going to be doing an item that mightn't be appropriate for younger ears. So we are going to do that now. So if there's any kids around you, you can kind of, you know, start distracting them and tell them to go into the other room and look at Bluey or something like that. Because in an anonymous industrial estate in Berlin, there's a clinic, but it doesn't treat any diseases. It's for people with a particular sexual fetish who are turned on by medical environments. Dr. Lana Van Orten is the person who meets out the treatments. Good afternoon, Lana.
Hello.
If someone walks into your clinic, Lana, and into the reception area, does it just look like a normal clinic?
Yes. Yeah, the reception area looks like an like a waiting room into the clinic. Usually there's just me. We normally get in contact via mail or WhatsApp or whatever, Telegram. And then the person is probably asking for some things. We agree, and then we're going to meet. Then he enters the door into the fetish clinic, and we go into the waiting room and do the things like asking if there's anything that we haven't mentioned in via mail or something. You can tell me now, or is actually something wrong with you that I have to take care of or something. Then we can discuss this. Then we do the administrative things, and then we go and play into maybe the operation room or the caring room or something. There's a bed, and there's the Gynot chair, of course. It is in both rooms. Gynot chair is very important for very much examination procedures, as you can think. Yeah.
Yeah. And the rooms, they look like clinics as well. They look very medical.
Yes. They look like authentic clinic rooms, because that's people are asking for. And that's my personal, very strong own kink, I can say. I have a very strong own clinical fetish.
Yes. And the people, you know, in advance, is there a standard set of things you do to them first, and then they go into their own specialities?
They're going to take a shower, of course. They mm-hmm. get undressed and get into the patient's dress. Sometimes I let them naked coming into the room, and then that's the preparation. Sometimes it's the enemas that they get in advance if I do anal stuff with them. Or,
And but this is all like, this is like an examination you're doing to them. So it can be quite invasive, can it?
Yeah, it can be invasive. I do urethral dilatation. I gonna prepare them with a catheter through the urethra, urine catheter. And I do some anal stuff like examinations with a specula, or, of course, things like with the fingers, examination with the fingers, coloscopies.
But you are also a qualified nurse, so you do know how to do these things.
So I am a nurse. I did my exam in 1996, and since then I was working full time as a nurse in different hospitals since last year, I would say, since October 24, and then I put my contract on half time, and I was able to work more into the fetish area and.
Yes, I see. But you still then work part of the time as kind of a normal nurse, for want of a better phrase.
Oh, I didn't understand that. I'm sorry.
Sorry. And part-time, do you still work as a nurse, a regular nurse?
Yes, I do. Yes, a regular nurse.
Yes. Okay. And so when in your clinic, when people come, how long do they stay there for? How long is a session?
A usual session, I would say, most booked time is about around 2 hours. Yeah, that's the most common time frame, I would say.
Right, mm-hmm. Yeah. And so they would have probably a number of procedures, would they?
Yes. Yeah, they tell me their wishes, what they would like to experience. And I say, yeah, that's okay, I agree. And then we try to find a date, and then we're going to meet and do our wonderful session.
Yeah, and are there things sometimes people ask for that you won't or can't do?
Yes, there are some strange wishes that they have sometimes. I don't do any amputations. People are asking very often if I can amputate testicles or something of foreskin. And yeah, I don't do things like that. That's too invasive, and that's changing the body. And I would like, I won't harm anybody. I don't give any drugs and all that. I just do things that I know and that I have learned as a nurse. And of course, these things are something that I don't agree with.
Pepsi Prebiotic Cola in original and cherry vanilla. That Pepsi taste you love with no artificial sweeteners, only 30 calories, just 5 grams of sugar, and 3 grams of prebiotic fiber. That great Pepsi taste with even more to love. Pepsi Prebiotic Cola. Unbelievably Pepsi.
Yeah, and you don't give them drugs, as you say, but you can inject them if they ask for that?
Sometimes we do operation simulations, and then I give them I don't know the English word, the catheter into the vein.
Catheter into the vein, yes.
Yeah. And then they get infusion, like in the hospital, and they get a drip, and this is always saline infusion. No drugs, nothing else that really is used in the anesthesia room, of course.
Yeah. Okay, yeah. And you're a dominatrix, Lana, so does that come into it? Are you telling them what their treatment's going to be, or is it more like a regular a medical situation?
It depends a bit what they wish for. Sometimes they just give a direction, and I can get into the line of this direction. And sometimes they have really special wishes that they would like to have me to fulfill. And sometimes it's very specific, and they have extremely detailed wishes. I can do both. I can go into a line of an idea of, or have special wishes, of course.
And is it always sexual for them?
Not always. Interesting is that it is not always sexual. Sometimes it's more like a coaching, or it is like a real medical examination. Sometimes the people are afraid of needles, something like that. And I have to explain them with a lot of time. And what is the procedure in the hospital? How is it get stitched in into the arm, into the vein, and so? And sometimes I'm just psychology, I would say, I'm just a more psychology doctor.
Yes, yeah. And have any of your clients ever explained to you why they developed this fetish? Or do you have a theory as to why?
Yes, absolutely. Many of them, of my patients and my clients, made a bad experience as a child. They have been into the hospital. And, of course, a children aged of 5 need to get an operation or something. You can't explain the child that is going to hurt now, or that they get a needle into the arm or something. And you have to hold the child and, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, I see. So they're working out a trauma.
Yeah, absolutely. That's very often like that. And also, I would say it's a little bit with me. I'm into this as well, because in the age of 7, there was a need of a longer hospital stay in my past as well. And I felt extremely pleasant there. And because of that, I guess the root has been planted for the later fetish of me.
Yeah. And have any of your clients ever said, you know, after they've been to see you a number of times, have they said, my trauma's over now, so I don't need your services anymore?
I think no. They felt understood. Mm. And they want to have it again and again, of course.
Yes.
The experience, the pleasant atmosphere that they don't, that I don't judge them, of course. There's a lot of trust, a lot of privacy, and trust is key.
Yeah.
In every session, with everything that people are telling me or writing me, whatever they come with, it's a matter of trust and privacy, and that they feel safe with me. That's the most important part.
And how much does it cost, Lana?
I would say it begins at around 250 euro per hour. And this price can go up into, the price can get up.
Yes. What is it, depending what they ask for?
Yes. Maybe, if I use a lot of material, the medical material is very expensive, and then I go up with the price a bit. Yes.
Right. Okay. And mm-hmm. in your other job as a regular nurse, yes. Have you ever treated a patient and thought, I know this man. He used to go to my fetish clinic. Has that ever happened?
Oh, no. Thank God, no. That never happened.
Dr. Lana Van Orten is a German fetish doctor and dominatrix. Lana, thank you very much.
Thank you so much for having me.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.